So I guess, could you guys go over your platforms that you have?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, here, this is just a card. It has our platform, yeah. So you can look at it. But there's also a more expensive platform on our website. But just to go over some of the basic points, our sort of overriding theme of the campaign is it's about you. Mm-hmm. And that's really a philosophy that me and Juan both buy into. It's something that we really want to get students more involved in USG. Not necessarily actually being members of USG, but like getting their feedback and decision making and doing things that students care about. And that means also advertising better to students so they know what USG is doing for them so that they can take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you had something to
add. Yeah, well, we have like, it's about like Trojans, campus, freshman, LA, you. We just try to like address everyone, every like constituency, every student on campus. We really want to represent everyone.
Mm-hmm. And just as like an example of something that I think really highlights it, USG offers every student free legal counseling, and I know that a ton of students could benefit from that, but no one really knows about it. And so what ends up happening is that we get a lot of actually graduate students that take advantage of it, but not that many undergraduates. So,
USG is the one that pays for that. So we really would like to advertise that. So all the students, because the students are the ones paying for that service, all the students use that service, especially for like leasing this time of the year. Like if you're not sure about like your lease, you're like, contract, you can just go to the lawyer, like it's on Mondays from 4 to 9, and you can just go and like he can like review your lease and like resolve any legal problem that you might have.
Okay. I guess maybe we can just go over like each of for It's About the Trojans, you have Extend Thanksgiving Break, expand the limits and hours of Campus Cruiser, start a ticket swap system for football games, and improve relations between the Greek community and USG. So for extending Thanksgiving break, could you elaborate on that? Like, what would the specifics of that be?
Absolutely. I would love to talk about this. Yeah. This is something that I've been working on all year. And extending Thanksgiving break is something that a lot of people at first glance are just like, oh, well, they're running on a position of let's take more school off. But that's that's not the reason I want to extend Thanksgiving break. The reason I want to extend Thanksgiving break is because I've talked to a ton of international and out-of-state students that simply can't get home because of the shortened travel schedule. You know, Wednesdays before Thanksgiving break is almost a campus-wide joke with teachers taking time off and every student almost just deciding that they're not going to go to class. So why not make it officially at least have the Wednesday off to allow out-of-state and international students time to get home and enjoy the break rather than being forced to travel in a very short amount of time and not spend nearly as much time with their family and actually taking a break as they deserve. Okay. So that's the reason why I want to extend Thanksgiving break, is to really relieve the stress on international and out-of-state students so that they can take the same advantage that the break would offer to an in-state student or someone that lives close to campus.
And I think that's something really actionable, because like Andrew has been working on that. Like last semester USG released like a poll to all the students, a really, really successful poll that got like how many 2,800 responses. And like I know that you're working with the Vice Provost Bickers.
Vice Provost Bickers and Dr. Roman's Associate Provost. This is something that I think we can accomplish, which is why we're making it one of our top priorities, and something that we'll be working on, because we do believe that it is an actionable goal, along with all of the things on our platforms. We have some long-term and some short-term goals, but this is something that we really hope we can accomplish, quickly in the semester. Maybe not, it might not take effect next year, but we're going to try to push the administration to make it a reality for students in the near future.
Okay. What about expanding the limits and hours of Campus Cruiser? What does that entail?
I think Campus Cruiser is one of the biggest concerns for everyone. There's always someone complaining. There's there is a long waiting period.
Mm-hmm.
They're not picking up, and I think that our idea is to restructure Campus Cruiser and like take into account like the C and D routes for the tram, because they're like late night transportation, but like really no one uses that.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want to do is maybe push the university to maybe just have like one tram route, like C,
mm-hmm.
and put more resources into Campus Cruiser, because people
mm-hmm.
feel safer like going in on a cruiser than on a tram.
Mm-hmm.
Also, during our research period, like during the past 3 weeks, we have heard a lot of complaints that people living outside the limits of Campus Cruiser, they cannot get like a ride. So
mm-hmm.
I think that's really important, because a lot of the student population live outside that limit. So we believe that that's really, really important.
Mm-hmm. So you're thinking about expanding like the borders of
that.
Yeah, that's what expanding the limits of Campus Cruiser. We're talking about, you know, going a little bit further west of Vermont, which is one of the really big problem areas for a lot
mm-hmm.
of students, is they live west of Vermont, but they can't take a Campus Cruiser there.
Mm-hmm.
And expand
or a tram.
And, you know, we really want to make, as USC becomes a more residential campus, we
mm-hmm.
want to make it safe for everyone that lives around USC. And this is one of the big ways we think we can accomplish that goal.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah.
Okay. What about the ticket swap system?
Well, that's something that the current administration is really working on, and like has been working all year.
Okay.
And we believe that USG, although every year we change an administration, we should continue the projects that they have been working, because if not, that would be just a waste of time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, USG has put so many resources into that project that we believe that's necessary.
Mm-hmm.
I think that that's something that students want. And I think that that's something actual maybe next year. Right now, I know that USG is now working with SJAX, because
mm-hmm.
they're tired of getting students side because of ticket violations, so
mm-hmm.
they really like this idea, and they're willing to work to partner with us to go to athletics and try to get that.
But just a point about the ticket
yeah.
swap is, I know that there have been some concerns that having a ticket swap system would allow non-USC students to enter the USC student area, thus
mm-hmm.
defeating the purpose of having a student section.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll make sure if this ticket swap is implemented, that it is only USC students that are taking advantage of it through things such as card checks, and so it's not just issuing a paper ticket to someone that they can just sell on eBay
mm-hmm.
And you know, make a profit off of it. That's not the concern. The concern is if someone has a ticket and they can't go to the game, and someone doesn't have a ticket and wants to go to the game, you can allow that swap to happen legally, where right now it can't.
Okay.